everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Knee Slapping K-Pop Podcast. I am Kayla, and today I am joined with Sammy.
Hello, hello.
And Maria.
Shit. Shit yep. Pile. Dumpster yep. Fire. This is the worst of the worst. And hi, I'm Maria. How's it going?
It is the worst of the worst because we have finished our look back in all years of K-pop. We are now here to talk about our top 15 worst songs of all time. And that's going to be a list.
Experience.
Very educating. It'll be such a time. What a time.
I mean, it is. The list is interesting because we have stayed to our usual rule of only one song per artist.
Right.
Because this list would be very different if we were allowed multiples.
Very different list if we could very put multiple songs list. Per artist. Very different.
Right. I do think it is both it's our personal least favorites, and also does really show the trends.
It does. The trends and our opinions on the trends.
Oh, yeah. Also, these are ranked perfectly.
Yes, we did rank them.
They're not chronological. No, we rank shit in this podcast. We don't take the easy way out of being like, in no particular order. This isn't a particular order.
These are ranked. We have a definitive worst song of all time here that we will be revealing.
Honestly, yes. I think we have a very definitive bottom seven.
Yeah.
I mean,
bottom eight.
Granted, a lot of these songs, you could probably interchange a few of them in the different list, but they all, this is the one time.
I'm gonna be honest with
you. I will tell you, this is the one
time
I am in agreement with both of the,
both are worst, both are best.
The
top five on this list are in a very specific order.
Yes, they are.
Everything else, up, bottom, down, placement. By the way, everybody, we're recording this in the morning. We never record in the morning, so that might be why we're a little off.
Yes.
I mean, I'm okay.
You've been up for hours. I've been up for 10 minutes.
This is like the earliest we've ever recorded a podcast in a day.
We're doing this because where I live, a snowstorm's going to happen in the evening. And I have to traverse elsewhere in the day. So... yeah,
here we are. And you know what?
Love the
Kayla
weather.
And I are just thriving in our pajamas.
Yes,
I'm in
morning hours. Here we are.
I'm in yoga pants.
We don't need to traverse the country.
I'm in yoga pants, so it's okay. That's my plan to traverse is yoga pants.
So before Maria gets snowed in, let's go.
We gotta get a move on.
I think we still have some time, but we still have some time.
We got time.
We got a couple hours, at least a few hours. But
we do have to record the podcast we are here to record.
Yeah.
After all the disclaimers are out of the way.
Yes,
can't shit talk the entire time.
15th worst.
I was also just going to say, stick around to the end, and Sammy has done a wonderful statistical analysis on all of our top 10 worst songs of all the years. If you want to listen to that, we'll have that at the end
of the
episode.
Can you tell we all work in STEM?
Yes.
Stats. Love stats.
Who else does statistical analysis on their own opinions?
We do.
You know, it's great. I love it. I love this. This is cute nerd shit. I love it.
It's great. We love it.
All right. So our 15th worst song of all time.
Oh, wait. Is this me?
It is.
Yes.
It is me. The 15th worst song of all time. A real iconic piece of treasure from back in the early days of second gen K-pop, where the attempts to make it big in the States were truly... just attempts, if not failures. And this is for sure probably the worst of those attempts. This is The DJ Is Mine by the Wonder Girls.
Also, apparently, a collaboration with the Nick Cannon girl group Schoolgirls.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Schoolgirls, but girls spelled G-Y-R-L-S.
Sounds more like grills, but that's besides the point.
You forget that they're in this, and yet they are. So, here's the thing. I also think that a lot of the songs we put on this list are here for many reasons.
Yes.
One, they sound like garbage. Mm-hmm. That's like the number one reason. That is the given. And then they are also just symptoms of just terrible shit that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
One of them being, why the fuck are JYP and Nick Cannon hanging out? That's a terrible combination of people.
This is a horribly failed foray into the American market as well.
Failed foray into the American market.
And this is, I think, the only one we have listed from the American market.
The other thing with this one is I also think this one is a symptom of the early 2000s, just weird girl group phase where they just tried to make them so racially ambiguous for no reason.
And yeah, also just the real heavy emphasis on shitty electronic sound.
That too.
Just, yeah.
But I want to specifically point out the fact, and I want to bring it up when we talk about this song, that watch that music video, I genuinely have a theory that they are trying to mask the fact that all these girls are Asian.
Oh yeah.
And I agree, and I kind of agree with that theory, because it's like, you don't see close-ups of their faces.
Why don't they have lighting? Why can't I see them?
It's bad.
Very weird.
It's very weird.
It's really bad.
It is really weird.
And then they just sound like shit. It's really generic. Mm-hmm. It could have been a really bad Pussycat Doll song.
Oh yeah.
From the early 2000s. It still would have been a shit Pussycat Girl song.
Right.
But... could have been. I also love the fact that we're still trying to hide it's a collaboration. When you have to hide so much about the group and the song, I think you've made a thing you regret.
Yeah. At some point.
They hide it's a collaboration. They hide that the girls are Asian. They sneak a Nick Cannon in there for no reason. You know, it's just a lot of hiding.
Yeah. And it's at that point, if you're trying to hide that your Korean girl group is Korean, it's like, why would you even try to push them in America anyway?
Mm-hmm. It also was the weird, push of Wonder Girls into Nickelodeon for some reason.
Yeah, that's also a time that happened, and it did nothing for anyone involved.
Which also means that the song is trying to be, a hot club banger that can also be played on Nickelodeon, which is, an oxymoron.
Yeah, that feels like that's not a thing that should exist, really.
I don't know, man. It just feels like... I felt like there's an idea here. I just feel like they had the idea and then had 15 restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm like, why? Wonder Girls is... And then Wonder Girls would find success in America by being Wonder Girls.
Right.
With, nobody. That's just them being them. They're not hiding anything. That song is full in English, but I know that they're Korean.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, JYP's there, but you know, he's not being a full nuisance.
Right.
You don't have, everything that they, I don't say that they're the same song, but it just feels like anything that they did super wrong with the DJ's Mine, they fixed with nobody, and then it actually got them popular.
You know, it's
not weird electronic bullshit.
It's not. The weird electronic bullshit was really going on for too long in K-pop.
I mean, granted, I think it was a symptom from what was happening, in the States with electronic pop music,
definitely.
But that was a phase I feel like
long in the States.
I will say that is probably so far the most dated version of pop music, in my opinion. I still think that it's the most dated and the one that's the most cringiest of the lot.
We call, again, weird electronic bullshit is almost the uncanny valley of music.
Yeah.
It is music.
There's still weird electronic music, but, I feel like it's done in a more experimental way nowadays, and that's more of, if you like that, you like that. If you don't, you don't.
The weird electronic, it doesn't fall into we found the bridge to, make it normal music. Not the weird, uncanny valley of music, where it could have also kind of been a Vocaloid.
Because that's really the genre of music that got music producers, real mad at, dubstep and, things that were happening, where it's, it was so not, traditional music that it got a lot of people mad,
and
that
look,
was, I know, a big
look,
topic
we are
of
children
discussion.
Of the early, we are children of the of the 2000s, early 2010s. We like our fair share of weird electronic bullshit.
Oh, definitely.
A lot of it's nostalgia for us. But, we also can admit that there's a lot of garbage in there. Mm-hmm. A lot. a lot of it does not stand the test of time.
No.
And a lot of it wasn't good at the time.
Nope.
I think we need to move on, though. We do. To us. We have the, okay. We,
oh, this one. Okay.
This is the only song on this in which I truly think no one else would ever put it on their list. One, we hate it because of everything it stands for as a song.
Yes.
And also because we think they've never sounded worse.
Yes.
Because at number 14, we have TVXQ's Keep Your Head Down.
Probably the only opinion that might have people with the pitchforks at us, probably. Let's be real here. Look, if there is anything pitchforky.
Let's just get this out of the way before we get into the whole other reason we have it on here. TVXQ, two-member TVXQ to me,
bad.
Always infinitely worse.
Bad group.
Infinitely worse. But two-member TVXQ has also never sounded worse than on this song, because truly, they have no business singing this song.
Nope.
No bad. Business. It plays to none of their strengths. Their strengths are not power and, like, aggression. That is not the strengths I would give these two men in their vocal talents. They're not intimidating, which is, like, the only thing this song needs.
Right.
It's not smooth, it's not sexy, it's not, like, charming in any capacity. So what exactly
do they
bring to the
table? It's a song full of rage, really.
And I'm sorry, I wouldn't call these two people rage, like, I'm sure that they are angry on the inside,
yeah.
Petty bitches that they are.
Oh, yeah.
But they have no ability to convey that in a song.
No.
There's a difference between having emotional range, a rage, and being able to convey it.
Yeah.
They're incompetent at this style.
For this song, too, there's something about this song that just reeks SM overreaching of them wanting to push a message through TVXQ. Whether the remaining two TVXQ's members want to do that or not is to, who knows, but they still, nonetheless, it was still put out there anyways. But I get the stench that, like, this definitely was one of the times where I felt the most SM overreach of them trying to subtly push a message. Like,
it's
about a relationship. Really, SM? Really?
Is it really? I wouldn't call this subtle. I would call this
well, subtle in quotes.
Over the head with a hammer.
Subtle in quotes.
Like, you can't make a song called Keep Your Head Down and then also blacklist the three members of the group that left your group.
Yeah.
From all South Korean television.
Who left and sued you and then won their lawsuit to change how idol contracts had to work in the industry. Like, you can't do that.
It just it feels like petty bullshit. And, like, usually I love when the drama's turned up to an 11. But when it's about real-life petty bullshit where you're clearly in the wrong...
Yeah, it's like, this song, it's on the wrong side of history. Like, you are not in the right. Like, everything about it, I was like, nothing that you were trying to do here was good. Like, everything about it is bad.
And look, I'm not a TVXQ fan, but I think, one, this song gets covered more than it ever gets done by them.
It does get covered weirdly a lot, but
I don't really see anyone talking about it as a TVXQ song, because also I feel like I wonder what the thoughts of their fans were.
I know, because I don't want to. I can't imagine that you can be a TVXQ fan and still support this song, given what
but also at the same time, they continue to support the group.
That's true.
Who's to say?
That's true.
Even a TVXQ fan sounds like a minefield.
Honestly,
it's like they're up there with the Super Junior people who are up here standing members of Super Junior for things other than the music. Like, it's
where they stand things like their crimes.
Yeah, we're on a slippery slope now. Like,
fair enough, but like just generally speaking, I think that fundamentally it's a terrible message,
horrible message,
and also they cannot convey the message. Like, we have had songs that do bad messages in K-pop, like, that are actually about, you know,
cheating
and things, but, like, one that's fictional. At least the story being told to me is fictional, and I have no proof that those members engage in that behavior. I have proof that the members of TVXQ have engaged in some questionable behavior.
Like, it's a song that may or may not be about, like, very real events.
May or may not
in quotes.
Very real events.
A very
that
real
are...
event that happened yeah. very recently With before no this song nuance, came out. So.
No. Yeah. And, like, we know how complicated the TVXQ situation was.
Mm-hmm.
It's a complicated situation. Especially not so much amongst SM versus these members, amongst probably the members and each other. There's a lot of emotions. I can't imagine it was
and
an
like
easy
and
time
the both will give a benefit of the doubt to the two who stuck with SM.
But,
they might have just did that mainly because they were threatened also
yes.
by SM to be sued to oblivion
here's
for all we know.
Here's where my thing continues to be: this song doesn't help them in any capacity.
No, it doesn't.
To seem sympathetic, mm-hmm. and two, at the end of the day. Not only did they make a questionable song where it just makes them sound vindictive, which I could also imagine is SM's way of sort of almost passing the buck, but also at the same time, they did it badly.
Yeah.
Like, that's the other thing. At the end of the day, if this song sounded good, it wouldn't be here. They did it very poorly.
They did. Song does not sound the best.
No, it doesn't sound good.
Nope.
Period. All right, we can't keep going over the TVXQ situation.
No, because it's a very outraging situation. Honestly,
mm-hmm. It is. But
yes.
Now we go. I think we've reached a lull where we have less rage for the next couple.
Yeah. So at number 13, we have OO by NMIXX. And this is honestly surprisingly low on the list because number
yes.
one, NMIXX does make good music now, so that is
yes.
good thing to start
the
off.
The other
with.
Thing,
but
is,
we can't deny like, this was a wild
was a,
time when this
oh,
song was released.
What a
this
time
was a
it was!
Start.
God, it was a rough start.
I mean, this was
oh
like a
God.
Bad like full year and like a half for this group.
Uh huh.
Because it went real poorly for a while until we got Love Me Like That.
Yeah.
But I think there's a couple things that, like, bring it lower. Because, like, when we first heard the song, we thought it was one of the worst things we'd ever heard in our lives.
Awful.
Oh,
like,
God.
Absolutely
and,
terrible.
Just, I was like, what the hell is happening?
And here's the thing. A year later, because it's been a full year.
Yes.
Since this song came out. Over a year.
God,
a full,
that's
like,
wild.
Almost 2 years later. This song, not that it gets better, mm-hmm. it's one less jarring, especially after going through the entire history of K-pop.
Right.
And being like, you know, this is just a symptom of a wider problem.
Right.
Of mixed pop. And two, the fact that that middle bit's kind of good.
Yeah, it
makes
is.
Makes it like, well, there's a part of it I don't hate the entire 3 minutes.
Right.
I just hate most of it.
Right. It's like, there is a part in that song that is good. Like, there's some, like, good part of it. The actual structure of the song.
The structure is
still
garbage.
Like, that's still bad. Like, oh.
That entire middle bit should have been, looking at where NMIXX is now, currently, that middle bit of that song would have been an absolutely wonderful
fantastic
debut for that
group. Debut song, yeah. It's just that
given
JYP
that,
doesn't know what the fuck they're doing.
No. Because also, given that, like, looking at NMIXX is, like, not gone for that super aggressive, almost, like, Blackpink style of K-pop.
Mm-hmm.
They found infinitely more success in that, like, lighter, more fun style.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's infinitely better for them. So that middle bit is really where they needed to focus their energy.
Mm-hmm.
And where it all could have gone.
Right.
So that would have been great. But, like, the other bits are bad.
It's really not good. Like,
but the other thing I will say is I do think the members of NMIXX are talented.
Yeah.
Unlike some other
yes.
people that
can't
we get
say
to
that
on this
for
group.
Every
can't
group
say that
on
for
this
everyone.
List. Cannot say that for everyone.
Yeah, we have
so, like
especially shout out to
making...
Lily.
Love Lily.
The,
absolutely.
Lily and just the iconic little video clip she had of herself last year after she did a live stream. Amazing. Incredible. Iconic. Hilarious. Just love it. Give her some more love. She's great. She can
so
sing,
too.
At
the
too.
End of the day, I do think the members are doing the best with the material given to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
the unfortunate material given to them.
And even, like, some of their most recent song, like, Sonya Breaker, like, that, I don't love that song, but that's not, like, no. I don't hate it. Like, it's annoying, but it's not the mm-hmm. worst thing I've ever heard in my life, so.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
We've, like, again, definitely made, like, huge improvements to the music style there.
Oh, yeah.
And it almost sounds like as if
the main issue will always be JYP not yes. knowing what to do with
whatever
them,
the sub-label's called. What's their sub-label called again?
I forget.
The label, but like remember. A sub-label under. I don't know.
I don't care.
Whoever's running their label under JYP. That's under JYP.
Yeah.
It's like they actually listen to fans almost, or just people in general. We're like,
there's
what?
No
it's
way
like
they
the
didn't
better.
Hear the terrible backlash
oh, yeah.
that
no.
God and didn't make
oh,
a
no.
drastic turn.
It's
from
impossible
there.
To not hear the terrible backlash, oh God, because it was also publicized. Mm-hmm. It was
on the Daily Mail. The Daily Mail talked about it. What the fuck?
Some of the K-pop music ever made.
Yeah.
Why is the Daily Mail talking about this?
Looking back and having looked at all of the other K-pop that's come out over the past years, it's very interesting that the only thing we all agreed on is this song that, like, is very bad, but isn't by far not the worst thing I've ever heard in K-pop.
Right. And it's
if
like...
If we were allowed multiples on this list, this song wouldn't be on here.
Right.
It's
and
like
this
great.
Song...
I love how this song just brought the whole K-pop
it brought
internet
us together.
It's truly
together.
Not often you see that, where the general no. public is just like, oh, this is bad. Like, everyone was on the same page with that. And of course, like, people grew... Like, as people, like, got to know the group more and sort of, like, Stockholm
yeah.
syndrome themselves into
Stockholm
the song.
Syndrome
yeah.
themselves.
Yeah.
People
like
it now,
I
but
like
it's like,
Enmix.
Yeah, sure. I get that. I get that happening. It's
I
the
like
normal thing that happens.
I like them just fine. I will not... I don't think I'll ever get to the point where the song is, like, a thing I have
no,
on a playlist.
Not a thing I will listen to ever this song.
No.
Especially
no,
when there are other
be.
Better Enmix songs
Enmix
that I can
song.
Listen
There's
to.
There's so many better Enmix songs. Again, I do think that the main issue JYP has is legitimately just trying to keep them separate enough from ITZY.
Yeah, I think that's
again,
definitely the biggest issue.
Would be really easy if he had clear distinctions between them.
Yeah.
He just continues to have them in both in this weird gray area, and I'm like, just make them clear concepts. It's so easy.
Mm-hmm. Apparently it's not. I mean, granted, maybe
but
part of that's because of the fact that you know, Enmix is under a sub-label, and it could be argued that the sub-label's trying to copy JYP, but I don't know.
That's all, it's all under JYP. I truly, honestly, don't think that the corporation of JYP, the massive K-pop label, doesn't have enough control to get their sub-labels
think,
under control.
Right.
That sounds
yeah.
like an excuse
yeah.
to me. And I don't let corporations give me excuses. Come on. They have too much time and money.
And fear that we know of. That we know of. Maybe they're just all secretly broke.
No, no. Don't let them
I'm
lie
kidding,
you.
I'm kidding.
Do not let the corporations
I'm
lie
kidding.
You like
I'm
this.
Kidding.
That is how they keep
they're
the workers
not...
down by put do not let the corporations keep a worker down by pitting workers against each other.
Uh-huh.
The corporations are the real enemy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Or is it the shareholders?
The corporations are the real enemy. That includes the shareholders.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Although the corporate structure is the real enemy. Do not let
yes.
them keep the
so
poor
basically,
man down.
Children, just don't be a shareholder, whatever you do in life. Or to be hated, I guess.
The children don't have money to be shareholders. Where are we
like,
getting
I don't
this
think
money?
I don't know. So one of them
poor.
Could potentially be.
The,
they could
the
try
people,
to be a soft
and if
bro.
They have that kind of money, they are part of the problem.
A child having that amount of money is...
A child having that amount of money is part
of
the problem.
Yeah.
It's me.
Do not let the corporations pit the poor against
the
each other.
Ooh.
Should
all right.
The communist
moving on from... moving on from that. Raw capitalism!
Fuck
and then the words of Lily. Raw capitalism. Nuh-uh.
Fuck capitalism.
But kind of.
We don't support capitalism on this podcast.
We do not love capitalism.
Oh, man.
Especially late-stage capitalism.
Yes.
Late-stage capitalism,
before
no.
we go on.
Oh
on
back to
on before we go
shitty
on
K-pop.
Rant
yeah.
about
back to shitty
yeah,
K-pop.
Yeah, whatever the heck's going on in the U.S. in
Number
terms 12. Of that, I don't like. But anyways. Moving on. Oh, boy. Another... late second gen, early third gen girl group on our list. I don't know which time period. I might have to be reminded. I think late second
gen. They're second
gen,
I'm pretty sure.
They
feel
second
gen.
They feel second
early.
Gen, yeah.
Yeah, this is a girl group that, in the beginning, before their big smash hit, Some of their songs were choices. They were choices.
Most of them were choices.
Most of them were choices. And here's one of those choices. At number 12, we have Oh My God by Girls' Day.
So Girls' Day, most people remember Girls' Day as a very good group, and I do too, mainly just because I had
something.
Thought about Girls' Day. Thanks to something, thanks to a lot of their recent songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you go back, and you're like, oh shit.
You forget.
They had no idea what they were doing.
Oh, really? Patch. It's like 5-member Girls' Day that was back, because all the good songs is when they were 4-member Girls' Day, but 5-member Girls' Day.
Yes, but I don't want to really blame that one girl.
No, it wasn't because of her. It was something, I don't know what it is, but conveniently, something that like when they had four, again, some once
I
they
think
lost
that the
a member,
main
they
issue
got better
was
music.
That this group went through a very clear concept change.
Yes.
Because all these are cute songs. And the main problem is their voices sound like shit because they're being forced to sing in that cute style.
Yeah.
That was especially prominent in second gen K-pop.
Oh god, yeah.
Where you're singing an octave higher than what you naturally
and the
sing.
Shitty use of autotune with
and
girl
the
groups.
Shitty use of autotune.
Yeah.
Mainly because you're trying to make these girls sing about an octave or two higher and they need to be able to sing it well, which is unfortunate.
It's so unfortunate.
So then they proceed to just sound like shit. And, you know, the minute that you make them sing normal and give them a concept that fits the group, holy shit, they become good.
Crazy how that works, you know?
It's shocking.
Shocking.
A lot of it was growing pains, I think, because they did eventually figure it out.
They did.
But holy
it took way longer to get there than I remember it. Like, it was really
it's interesting because I think now we're so used to K-pop, like, switching concepts, like, almost immediately after debut. Like, you just, especially girl groups, right. You see them, like, go do, like, 15 different concepts. Especially in, like, the early gen, it felt like they tried to, like, really make the one concept work for so long.
They really did.
Because it would have been, I'm shocked Girls' Day, because they weren't they weren't super popular. Mm-hmm. They didn't blow up until they changed the concept, so I'm shocked that they stuck with it for as long as they did.
Honestly.
I don't know. There's only so many ways you can say something shit,
It's so rough.
It's just a rough time.
It really
for everyone
was
involved.
Bad.
Just a rough, dark age for the girl groups, honestly. I consider second gen girl groups to kind of mostly be in a dark age, honestly. A lot of them were in the dark ages.
A lot of them only got good later on.
Yeah.
Like, I think a lot of the early times of the second gen girl groups are the roughest time, and either they never figured it out or they figured it out and got good.
Yeah.
It is a
Which
really
is also
weird
something you
trend.
Can say for like the next girl group.
I know, because I was gonna say it's a weird trend that it's like for a lot of the second gen girl groups, and I'm not saying this is every second gen girl group, but for a decent amount of them, they like don't make good music until we're in like the third gen of K-pop or so.
Yeah.
They take a really long time to figure their shit out. Like
maybe they were just ahead of their time. They could make third-gen music.
Right.
But we weren't at third-gen music yet. Because a lot of the music that they end up making that's good is just very contemporary to the third-gen landscape.
Oh, yeah.
Not so much to whatever's going on in second-gen with the electronic bullshit.
Right.
Speaking of electronic bullshit...
Here we are again.
We have a group that did,
more
like, the same thing.
Electronic bullshit from the second generation of K-pop. Take it away, Sammy.
Because at number 11, we have 4 Minute with Music.
Music
spells
like the same thing. Like, I think 4 Minute debuts very
well.
Hot issue, great. And then... sharp decline. for like a little
really
bit.
Sharp decline, yeah,
until they figure it out.
It's not until Volume Up, I think,
yeah,
they start to figure it out.
Yeah, I would say Volume Up.
The middle period
like
between
the
their
like,
debut
volume
and
up
Volume Up
it,
was a dark. Oh, was
it's
it?
Rough.
Oh, God.
And here's the thing. I think Volume Up does sound very contemporary to at least, like, I don't know if Volume Up is, like, fully in third gen.
Right.
But it doesn't sound like the
electronic
stereotypical.
At least it's not as electronic bullshit as a lot of the stuff was going on in the second gen.
I think they just finally figured out how 4 minute strengths are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like not in whatever the fuck this is.
No.
Whatever the fuck music is not the strengths. I don't know. It just feels very like. The other thing with the electronic bullshit music is that it just sounds. One, it sounds terrible, and two, it sounds so interchangeable that, like, you can't tell who anybody is. They're so drowned out by the song, by the auto-tune, by everything else.
Yeah.
That you can't tell what group is what anymore. It's hard.
It's very hard.
They're buried.
It's like, it's the electronic bullshit on top of the auto-tune. It is, it's just, it's too much is going on in the second gen.
And, like, this is something that has nothing to do with the music, on top of the weird fucking styling.
Oh, the styling
and
was
also
another
the fact that,
thing.
Like, I don't think K-pop was growing, but they didn't have enough money yet, but also maybe had, like, more money than they'd ever had before.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't know if they knew how to spend any money.
Oh, yeah.
It was just very, like, it's the era of, like, random cars in the background for no reason. Like, they're not driving them, but they're just there.
Right,
they exist.
Right.
It's the era of ridiculous LED lights, but everyone's still in the box sets. Like, it just feels very, like, it's a transition period. Because I do think by third gen, we start to actually get money involved. I think it's something necessary to happen. But does feel like a bad mistake in retrospect.
It does.
It's a transition period. You may, you know, evolution. You're growing, maturing. It's the K-pop teenage years.
Mm-hmm. What a time.
All right. Speaking of a thing that we keep having on this list, but we got one.
Unfortunately.
We got one nominee for it.
We do. So at number 10 on the list, we've got Coco Sori with Dark Circle.
our nominee for the thing I think we had the most of.
Uh-huh.
We'll get to the stats, but the thing we had the most of, which is weird, Dugu Sexy.
Dugu Sexy is like, what are Dugu we doing sexy here?
Oh, the weather. It's giving like,
oh, please be.
Oh, the implications are gross. The implications.
Everything about Dugu Sexy makes me uncomfortable entirely because of everything going on behind the scenes.
Right.
Yeah.
Makes me uncomfortable.
It's bad. And then the more you know about Coco Sori as a group and, like, just the absolute disaster of that was, it, like, doesn't make any of it better either. It was just all around a bad time. And it's, like, it's weird Dugu Sexy, but it's also, like, the weird quirky Dugu that is also being done really, really poorly as well.
It just feels like a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. Because this is the one with, like, Weird Broccoli Man in the music
video. Weird Broccoli
Man. And, like, who
knows. Weird latex outfits that look like they're from a sex shop.
Yeah, it's bad. It somehow is combining the Dugu Sexy and the Dugu Quirky in, like, the worst ways you can do either of those concepts.
Yeah. I hate it.
It's not good.
I hate it a lot. Moving on?
Yep.
Moving on, because, yeah. Oh. At number 9, oh god. Collaborations. Man, collaborations.
Sometimes they shouldn't happen.
Sometimes they just should not happen. This is one of them. This is, at number 9, it is the unfortunately iconic, but bad iconic, Cho Kwon, JYP, Hyoyeon, and I think I'm missing someone else.
I think Min of Miss A is in there.
Yeah. Min. The weird, mostly JYP, but actually an SM Station song collab, Born to Be Wild.
I don't know, like, to recommend no one go watch the music video if you don't want a migraine.
Don't watch it if you have
seizure.
If you get light sensitivity seizures, don't watch this music video.
You can put that on the internet without a light sensitivity warning.
I don't think I'm you impressed. Should.
I mean, like, they do. They put the old clips for Pokemon from it's that episode on. It was like the Polygon one.
The Porygon, that one. Yeah. Terrible. Mm-hmm. Terrible time with that. Mm-hmm.
I would like to point out that this song isn't... it's a lot. And also, they yell the entire thing.
The song also is awful.
It's just awful. Really bad.
Number but one song sounds awful. I want to point out that they yell the entire... they don't sing any of it. No. They yell it. I'm being yelled at in a song.
Yes.
Including by JYP.
Oh,
and
definitely.
JYP, don't fucking yell at me. How dare you? Sorry. I will not be yelled at by JYP.
The JYP comes in like a jump scare, too. It's like, the JYP, the man, ugh. Did not need to be here. Or you did not need to put your
he
actual
really did not
face
need to
in
be here.
I hate it so much.
It's awful.
I also don't like Joquan, like... weirdly, I don't know what's going on with him in this.
I don't
know
either.
He's got weird vibes.
He is, like, it's so weird. Joquan in this song is so bizarre. I don't know what's going on.
It just feels very,
he doesn't feel like he belongs here.
No. Like, I understand that these three people might be friends.
Right.
Weird friendship group, but okay. Not JYP the man.
No.
The other three.
Yes.
Might be actual friends.
Right, like, that's a friendship, I understand, like, but concept-wise in the music video, I'm like, why are you here, my guy? Like,
sometimes you don't need to work with your friends. Sometimes your personal life and your professional life should be separate.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot.
That is for sure.
It's too much. It's...
just I'm because sure you're good friends doesn't mean you'll make good music together.
Look, just because y'all three like to go to karaoke together doesn't mean you'll make good music.
Right?
Because, yeah. Like, those three people couldn't make more different music.
Oh, I know.
Fucking the fucking 2 a.m. ballad group with Miss A, with Girls Gen, like, those are not three groups that should collab.
No. Nope. It's just,
a bad idea.
What are you guys doing? I don't understand what they're doing.
So number eight.
I just got one quote from one of my favorite Christmas films of all time to say for this one, and it is, end quote, I don't know what to say except it's Christmas and we're all in misery.
Yep.
End quote.
We were always gonna have a Christmas song on this list.
Right.
We were always gonna have
we
one.
Definitely, we,
and we were always gonna
being
have a song
the
by
people
this
we
group.
Are, the Christmas yes. representation needed to be here.
And
like
the definitive
this group was always
song.
Going to be on this list.
Right.
One wouldn't think it would be this combination, mm-hmm. but also it is maybe the worst Christmas song I've ever heard.
Yes.
Including the problematic ones.
Yes.
So at number eight, we have Christmas Evil by Stray Kids. Jingle, jingle, jingle all the way. You got me spinning, finger, 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 dorgane. Think finally Christmas. Christmas hip hop is not a thing. It's not a thing.
My just like favorite thing about it is like I can't believe it's going so hard at trying to be a Christmas song and also mm-hmm. going so hard
not at
not
all.
Being a Christmas song, like at the same time. Like both
like,
of those things
I
are happening together.
Bang Chan wrote a song and then JYP was like, you know? But like,
what if we made
like
it a Christmas song?
They were always going to have a December release.
Right.
And then he presents the December album. He's like, but like, what if we just made it a Christmas December release?
Mm-hmm.
And then we ended up with this and we're all, and the world is worse for it.
The world is in a worse place for it. It's,
because it's
I don't understand.
Man.
I really don't associate Christmas with sirens.
I don't know why
except
we're doing
one
that.
Christmas song that was going around on TikTok.
Oh,
like
with the car
year.
Crash announcement in the middle of the song. That one?
Song is better than this one. And that involves someone thinking their husband died in a car crash.
Oh my god. Wait, where is this from? Don't worry,
it was all fine.
It was crazy. Oh my god, it was crazy.
Oh god.
The '70s were a weird time. Also, wait, I never thought I would hate a...
Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer?
No. It's infinitely weirder than Grandma's Got Run Over by a Reindeer. I forgot what it's called. I'll find it later. I never thought I would... Look,
it's not by the Carpenters, is it?
No.
Okay, I was about to say no, not them. No,
it's not by anybody famous.
Okay.
But... wild. What was my point? Oh, I hate a lot of Christmas music. One, I never thought I'd hate a Christmas song more than I hate Christmas Shoes, because that's a bullshit song and I hate it. Christmas Shoes is a terrible Christmas song.
Oh god.
It's bad. It's not good, and it wants to make you cry for no reason, and it's bad and it's sung by a child. Fuck that song. But also, Christmas Evil is weird hip-hop Christmas that's also not Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
We can't do Christmas song and also be hip-hop Christmas. Like, we can't do that.
I thought I was going to make the point that I hate the song more than I hate Christmas Shoes, and I don't think I can say that confidently. I might hate it as much as I hate Christmas Shoes. Mm-hmm. I hate Christmas Shoes, by the way, people. Like, truly one of my songs ever written. One of my least favorite songs ever written is Christmas Shoes.
It's bad.
But
that song is bad, but this is bad in, like, a very different way.
It's a weird combination of, like, attempts at hip-hop beats with Jingle Bells, and I'm kind of just like, there's been good, if you want good Christmas hip-hop music, Christmas in Hollis by, Run DMC. That's a good one. I like that one. It's a classic. And it's not too Christmassy, but it's good.
So if you want the weird Christmas song I was referencing, it's called An Old-Fashioned Christmas, parentheses, Daddy's Home, close parentheses, by Linda Bennett. It's the weirdest Christmas song you'll ever listen to. Do recommend.
That song is truly, absolutely wild, that song.
An absolutely wild Christmas song.
Absolutely wild Christmas song.
But do recommend one listen through of that song. That song is better than this song. I'll give it that.
Yeah.
At least I went on a journey. This, I didn't even go on a journey on. It kind of stays stagnant the whole
time. That song,
yeah.
You truly don't expect any of the things that.
And then, of course, the iconic reading
jingle,
of
jingle,
Felix
jingle
the song.
All the way.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I hate it. I hate it.
One of my
is truly the worst.
One
part.
Of my favorite lyrics of the song that it's in Korean, but in the English translation, it's something like "I hope my snowman is doing okay," and it just has no relation to any of the lyrics that come before or after it. It's just like thrown in there like that, and I'm like, okay.
I hate the fact that they realized. Again, I think one of the worst things that happened is someone realized that Felice sounds like Felix, and that's truly one of the worst things we've happened.
Terrible decision.
This year. That year.
Awful.
It's awful.
Awful decision.
Bad ideas for everybody.
Yeah.
And yet here, we really have reached the, how shall we say, like the valley of K-pop songs. We're going deep. It's awful.
Oh, it's getting worse and worse, and
it's
I love it.
It's getting dark.
I know. It's unfortunate.
Because at number 7?
Yep. At number 7, we have a very recent addition. We're going to have a couple of these here. But we've got Macaroni Cheese by Young Posse. Macaroni cheese, I got macaroni cheese. Macaroni cheese, I got macaroni cheese. Under cream, pop it like a cheese. Under cream. Put it in the freezer. Ooh, nice. Breakfast to dinner. So nice. Yeah. 365, how do I tune it in your mouth? It's fascinating.
Macaroni cheese.
To be such a new group. Cheese. And such a new goo group.
Yeah.
And make it so high on a list of the worst K-pop songs of all time. But, like, this song is gross.
It's bad.
Like,
it sounds
truly,
so bad.
It's like,
it's
like this.
Gross.
Like, eating, like, smacking your lips gross. It's like, ugh.
It's awful. It's awful and I hate it.
It sounds so gross. Like, and the music video also looks so gross as well. Mm-hmm. It's just.
And, like, this is not a song in structure. It has no structure to it.
Zero structure.
And it's just, like, not. Like, I don't understand what the occasion of listening to it would be. Like, when would you listen to it?
No clue.
I don't understand the appeal of listening to it in any capacity.
I know.
Because it's not even like I can stock my own syndrome myself. I don't know who these girls are.
Nope.
Who are you?
Who are these people?
Your first impression to me was bad.
Yeah. And it's just that, and then also the Webster's Dictionary definition of macaroni cheese in the song.
How we start the song.
It's just, oh my god, what are we doing?
I don't know. Put it in a freezer. Ooh, ice.
Another. Do people actually freeze their macaroni and cheese? Real talk.
I mean, you can. You can freeze. It seems like such a foreign concept
to me, though, because I never think about freezing pasta.
Oh yeah, you can freeze pasta. Absolutely. If you make like a large batch of like lasagna or something, you can freeze it and eat it later.
They definitely come in like frozen meal type stuff too.
There's also frozen meals
of like pasta. Like those microwave dinners, like, and stuff. Mm-hmm. So you can do it, but I can't vouch for the quality of what it's gonna be after that point in time when you freeze it.
I don't know, it just feels very... The fact that we're having this conversation just makes me, like... This song just really not giving itself any favors whatsoever.
Nope.
I don't know, there's only so much you can say about a song that just sounds gross and doesn't really do anything at all to redeem itself in any way or make itself interesting. It just makes it sound
gross. The
only
discourse around this song I heard is, well, it's not New Jeans. I'm like, okay, but no one, we're not saying that that's a good thing or that the song sounds good. We're saying it's not New Jeans.
That's like saying it's not good.
Yeah.
That's just saying it's not good because New Jeans is good.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Don't you know we have to hate on things that are popular even if they're actually good?
Even though K-pop community is the true bastion of toxic positivity.
I know, it's crazy how it works.
It's truly ridiculous. Ridiculous, it just goes around in circles.
It's awful.
Alright. Here's a song we might actually have more to talk about.
We haven't talked about it in a hot second, so.
No, we haven't talked about this group in a minute.
Yeah.
Alright. At number 6... Well, let's put it this way. It's named after a very well-done British TV show. However, the execution of the song is more like the US version of this TV show. And that is by only one of the song at number 6, Skins, with a Z, Z. Yeah. Oh boy.
The song that sounds like it's about Rutland 5.
It is, yes, it is the, exactly, the US version of the TV show Skins.
Yeah.
Just saying.
The Corrupted
File version of 2024. Jesus. But no, this song sounds like shit. It's not the beginning, but like the worst culmination of Only One Of's weird, is it queer baiting if they're real people?
It might as well be.
That term.
It might be at this point.
But still gayer than the actual BL they made, just saying. Oh. I actually watched it. Awful times, regrets all around for everyone.
The fact that they made that BL and the plot of the BL is what it is, the company's like fully aware of what they're doing, and makes me feel weird.
The plot of the BL is like essentially making these Only One Of songs.
It's bad. It's really bad.
But, like, realistically speaking, this entire song just sounds not even unfinished. It'd be one thing if it sounds unfinished. It sounds wrong.
Yeah.
It sounds like they fucked up.
Corrupted.
It just, especially, like, it's truly nonsense. I don't know what else to say about it. I'm uncomfortable. It's also weirdly in the Nugu sexy.
It is.
Area. Just with
it
men.
It is in the male Nugu sexy area. And this is like
a way less crowded landscape than
men
the female
Nugu sexy is a nice untapped
Not
discussion
nice.
Point.
Mm-hmm.
I say nice in a very sarcastic way.
Not nice.
Not
nice at all. Nugu sexy, very bad.
Very
for everyone.
We at least discussed it, or at least you two guys have. And I agree with that discussion, by the way. Lovely video. Check it out.
Thank you.
Yes. Check out the sexualization of men in K-pop video on our channel. Plug it. Yeah, and it's very much giving that, except it's in a way that's not as common. It's in a way that's not as common with the men's, where they're just making them...
It's not that it's not common, it's just different.
Uh-huh.
It's very common.
It's a different variant of the men's.
Yeah, it's the same color, different variant. This is just done in such a way that is so similar to the women.
Yes.
Which is not common at all. That it's just a very interesting way of doing it. I don't know why it sounds so bad. Because none of, like, I don't like any other of the Only One of songs. Like, Libido is where this, like, really started.
Yeah.
And, like, that song isn't good. But it doesn't sound like the weird not song that this is.
Mm-hmm. I think it's combined where it's like this is it's not the first time we've seen this like very bizarre concept that they're doing.
Yeah.
And then that it's that combined with I think this song really took that to another level. And also just the how much not a song the song sounds like.
And like I do think Only One of Us always had weird mixing. I don't know if it's just a money situation or that they want to lean into this weird electronic, like evolved electronic bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But something happened. Like, it's almost that I can ignore what the actual members of Only One of Us are doing, because at that point that is what they've been doing for years.
Right.
That my main issue goes to, like, what the fuck was the guy in the, like, mixing booth doing?
Right,
was
like, what the fuck's going on here? Yeah.
Something was going on there.
Yeah. He must have been high, because like, I'm like,
something is wrong.
What the fuck is going
on? What are we doing?
I don't know what we're doing. Something's happening.
Nothing good.
Right. Nothing good can come from this.
Mm-hmm.
You know where else nothing good can come from?
Oh, man. One of our favorite people.
You know this group would have always been on this list.
Oh,
you know?
Crying.
And we had to have a very serious discussion about what song.
We did. We did have to pick the worst of the worst for that.
We did have to pick this. And
there's
a
whole plethora of songs we could have included
from
them in here. But
the one that we went with as the worst one. Because number five, we have NCT 127 with Two Baddies. In theory, we could have had multiple NCT songs,
right.
We could have picked one per subunit.
Right.
But we count NCT as a whole, and truly the worst thing they've ever made is Two Baddies. One, sounds like garbage.
Gross.
Two, they're just yelling. They're
so
just
disgusting.
Yelling.
What is a disgusting
Three,
song?
They've never looked worse.
They look awful.
They look god-awful. It just feels like a compilation and like a like just the end point of just the pure laziness that is NCT's production at this in this era.
Era
of Two Baddies and the current era, because nothing has changed.
Right. It's, I don't even...
Like, what?
What are
What's
we
happening?
Doing here?
Who are they? What's going on?
And it's, I think this is really, like, them at their most obnoxious, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, no one in here is, like, everyone is at their most obnoxious. Because sometimes there are some members who are doing okay, but everyone in this song is just doing so much.
The most and the worst.
And this is when they started making Jaehyun start rapping a lot. And I'm like, I don't know why we're doing that now. Why he's a rapper all of a sudden.
I don't know,
just like, oh, man. It's
There's
so
also
annoying.
Just both so many members at NCT, and I only feel like I see three of them.
Yeah.
Because we've also realized that, like, they don't really want to use half of them,
they
including
don't.
Some of the talented ones.
They don't. They don't like they don't like some of their members. And I feel like that's very clear considering.
A lot of them just feel filter, and SM treats them as filter.
And the problem
it's
is
kind
half
of
the filler is both the members that I like.
Yeah.
Sure, they've been used as filler the entire career. And also, like, Tail, who's the most talented person in this whole group.
Okay, also considering the fact that it's very common occurrence recently that one of the members of NCT gets left out of promo images or things, like, things in the album, because there's so many of them, and they just, like, can't be bothered to care about some of the members now. It's like, okay.
It's insanity.
What are we doing?
I greatly dislike everything about this in every capacity, and I would like them to stop.
Please.
Because, like... And I also would like them to stop infecting the other members of SM Entertainment with just their
That'd be great.
New version of a lot of electronic bullshit.
Yeah, just why? I just everything about Too Bad is just is a good summary of like my dislike in NCT
it's
now.
It's them
which
at their
sucks.
Worst.
I mean, it sucks, and I hate it. I wish like I could like I want to, and I think we I can say for us three that we don't want to hate SM.
No,
we just. We're just disappointed, severely disappointed with their music production.
We've loved SM for many years.
Yeah.
There have been many years where we've enjoyed a lot of what SM's put out.
Oh, yeah.
And I still, like, I still think that there's, like, things in it that I enjoy. Even this year, like, Key had a good album.
Mm-hmm.
Shiny had a good album, not a good title track. Like, there's, we go into everything with an open mind. The problem is they just keep disappointing us.
I know. And everything with NCT in particular has just not been it. Oh, it's really
and
been
we don't even want to hate NCT. We liked NCT for many years.
And there was a point in time where
at
I really enjoyed
NCT. At least a couple
years,
minimum for me.
Yeah. I really
Kayla
enjoyed
and I
them.
Own too many NCT albums to say we hate
way
NCT.
Way more NCT albums than I would like to admit. Like, one of the worst packaged albums I've ever seen in my life, but that's for another time.
Maybe that was that was the warning sign right there.
Maybe that was.
Maybe.
No, that was the warning sign. Maybe
that's the warning sign. All went downhill.
Yeah. Ugh.
Next is a song that's a fever dream.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's, really, this one really came out of the recesses of Sammy's mind. And then I feel like I remembered it, but I, like, did not process what she was
you
telling me about
it was like...
when she was trying to tell me what the song was.
Essentially, I'm like, Kayla, I have this very vague memory of a song. It's terrible, but it's also, I think, called My Best Friend's Brother, and that's not what it's
that's
called.
That's a song from Victorious that's actually a very good song.
It's a good song.
Nickelodeon
but I...
show Victorious.
Very good song.
Very good song.
This isn't that song.
This is not that
K-pop.
Song.
This is, like, such a terror. This is, like, the opposite of My Best Friend's Brother.
Yes, yes.
Because, like...
It is worse in a lot of ways than My Best
so
Friend's
many worse.
It's a lot worse. But at number 4 on this list, we have My Best Friend's Boyfriend by Daya. Best Friend's Boyfriend. A worse
No, I think
phrase.
It just called my friend's
my
boyfriend.
My friend's boyfriend. Either way,
still not good.
It's
so
bad.
It's essentially about a girl coming in and essentially just being like, well, you're my friend's boyfriend, and I'm your other girlfriend.
You're my also my boyfriend, and I'm like, no.
But not in, like, a fun way where, like, not in, like, the Spice Girls, if you want to be my lover, you gotta get with my friends, like, you gotta be accepted by my girls kind of way. In a, you're gonna cheat on your girlfriend with me, and this is what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That way.
And this,
I hate
this
it.
Song
Which is
also Marley sounds like Lon. Shit.
The song also sounds like shit.
The song's
also
very shit.
It sounds the only way I can describe it, it sounds bratty.
Yeah.
There's a lot of annoying la la la's, there's a lot of annoying like na na na's.
It's bad.
Just incessantly playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always. It's so bad. You can't listen to this.
God.
It's not listenable.
It's not at all.
It's not, it truly isn't. It's just like again, the production, it's just like
the music video is also really
shitty. Is this their first song they ever released to the public?
You can see the crew members in the music video.
And there's like also
it's
like
so
a,
cheap.
Is this the one? There's also just like a green screen, but they don't use the green screen. It's just like there.
Like you see lighting equipment, you see the crew. Like there was no effort made here.
None.
It's really bad. And like there's a reason that this song. I feel like this song is so forgotten, no one would even remember to put it on a worse list.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, one, it made an imprint in my mind.
Yeah.
Because, like, also, the song fully in the music video is fully in Korean.
Right.
So you have to remember what it's called to find it.
Oh, man.
You can't stumble upon it. You won't know what it is. But if you remember its name, it will come up.
You just have to pull it out of the recesses of your mind to, like, Don't pull it out of the recesses of your mind. Awful song that somehow is, like, connected to Victorious in a weird way.
Victorious song, infinitely. I'd rather,
we don't need to drag Victorious's name through the mud. They're already connected to Dan Schneider. Give him a break. Victorious is not needed to be dragged.
That song is good.
Was a great show and also had great music, honestly.
It also had very good music.
I'm not a fan of Freak the Freak Out, personally, but, you know.
Best Friend's Brother, also a banger.
Yes.
Yeah.
This song, not a banger.
Not a banger. Daya's My Friend's Boyfriend, not a banger. Also,
yep.
My Friend's Boyfriend as a concept, also not a banger.
I also like to point out that Daya's
Best Friend's Brother, but infinitely more acceptable your best friend's brother than your best friend's boyfriend.
Yes. Stealing your best friend's boyfriend is not it.
To really put a nice random cherry on top.
She's not trying to steal him. She's actively trying to be a mistress.
Terrible. Yeah.
It's really actively. Bad.
It's awful.
It's very bad.
To put a random cherry on top of this song, back in the day, before the 80s, there used to be a diet pill called AIDS. And guess who made their club, fan club name AIDS?
I don't think AIDS is best known for being the diet pill name.
No, but I figured I'd bring that up because it's just awkward. It's two ways we're using the word AIDS is just awkward.
The diet pill
these
was
days.
Named before the disease.
True.
The diet pill comes first. And then the disease.
And then the Daya fandom name. Maybe let's just not use the word AIDS for anything.
Like, maybe let's not use the word AIDS for anything, because it will not be good.
I don't understand why we didn't think that through a little bit before.
I don't know, man.
Awful.
I would have said AID. Hello, AID.
Yeah, AID even. That's fine.
Because that would have made more sense.
I know.
I don't know.
But then, like, when you make it plural, it's like, it's still bad. Yeah, I know, it's bad.
Bad decisions
all around for that.
Just questionable decision making.
Yeah.
Easily the group that did not benefit the most from Produce 101.
I think benefited the least from that out of all
the least.
Or about, no, there's one person benefited even less, that one girl that just disappeared.
Well, true.
The one girl that disappeared, then Daya, then everyone.
But she at least left a legacy from Produce that was not bad. Daya leaving an actively
that was
negative
being the
legacy.
Original Hey One?
Well, she was fine. Like,
she made real
improvements on that show. She was original
Hey
One, but
did.
Actually
Unlike
made
other
improvement.
People.
Hey, real Hey One, zero improvement.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. Anyways, number three. Oh, you thought we already put out our worst SM song yet?
Oh, JK. Just you wait.
All
just
I gotta say is surprise, surprise. Surprise, surprise. It's our worst song from SM Entertainment. At number three, it is by our not-so-favorite guy, Taeyeon. Singing sha la la. We got the bombs. Wow, 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 wow. Bombs. We got the bombs. Wow, 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 wow. Bombs. Sha la 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 la. Oh my no. Sha la 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 la. Oh my shine. Sha la 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 la. Take a no. Sha la 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 la. Let's go. Not like that, though. More like. Yeah. In a grosser way. A much more gross
way. A much more gross
way.
Sounding way.
Much more gross.
It just sounds
the
gross.
The recent 2023 worst song of the year as well.
Yep.
Was that
and
bad.
And also made it all the way up to third worst song of all time.
Yeah.
Really bad.
I mean, the song is disgusting.
I don't think it's recency bias too that's letting us put us up here because
it sounds
it's just really not good.
Oh, it sounds so gross.
What do you need to be a good soloist? You need to have the stage presence. You need to have the vocals for it.
You need to be cunt.
Be able to carry
you need to be cunt. And he is
you
not.
He's not. Charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent. He has none of those things.
He's not doing it.
And the production is shit. And I have no idea. I haven't looked at if he had anything to do with the production.
Right.
But it sounds so much like NCT production.
Yeah.
That I'm like, you
I don't think he did. Honestly, I don't think he did.
What I'm saying is that, like, at the very least, usually when you are a soloist, you try to make a distinct image for yourself, as opposed to the image of the group you are in. For example, take the guy he is definitely emulating, G-Dragon. G-Dragon's music, as a soloist, has, like, sure, he's involved in Big Bang production, right? So it has, like, his vibe goes throughout both, but I wouldn't say any G-Dragon songs could be Big Bang songs.
Right.
That's not the energy of the other members.
Right. They're very different.
So it wouldn't work. Take other successful SM soloists. Take all the SHINee soloists, for example. No, we're not giving Move to SHINee. That's not the vibe. We're not giving Good and Great to SHINee. That's not the vibe. We're not giving whatever, I don't know. We're not even giving, like, Wendy solos to Red Velvet. That's not the vibe. Like, you make a distinct energy for yourself away from your group.
Yeah.
Nothing about this could not be an NCT song.
This could just be, like, NCT 127's next comeback. NCT song. Their next song could have been that. And it would have been bad, but I would have said, yeah, that's a shitty NCT song.
Nothing about this is distinct enough from the NCT established unit that I would be like, yeah, no, this is a different person.
Right, exactly.
No. Absolute nonsense.
It's just him at his worst, and it's like him doing the worst type of NCT music, but it's just him, and him also not, like, being the best at rapping or singing and having to do the whole thing himself is just really, like, brings out the worst
him
qualities.
Having to do and also trying to emulate G-Dragon.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely
it's
trying
so
to be G-Dragon
coded that it's almost insulting to G-Dragon.
Yeah.
It's like,
he's just a choice of a person to give the SM solos to.
Mm-hmm. I would have preferred, I think, almost any other person in NCT get a solo first.
My main issue will be...
Tael deserves one.
Tael very much deserves
Mark,
one.
I would want to see more Mark solos.
My main thing with the Mark solo is I worry about it for only one reason.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because I still don't think SM, well, having decided that they are now going to be a partially rap-focused company, has yet to prove that they should do that.
Yeah.
Because all their rappers still suck.
Yeah.
Like, other than Mark, who can be written a good rap, I do not trust SM to give me, like, a fucking rap
And in the
album.
Grand scheme of things, Mark
also,
is
Mark
just
can't sing.
Fine.
Yeah, Mark is not even, like the best rapper out
fine.
There. Like, he's
no.
passable for a rapper.
But what I'm saying is that, like, compared to, like, other SM rappers, I would say that, like, post the boom of rap and K-pop, I do
like
think
Like, in SM, Mark is the best by default, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
But that just, and then sort of they are focusing so much on the rappers, like Taeyong and Mark get so much more focused than everyone else in that group.
Oh, yeah.
That it's all, like, I do see them as trying to focus on rap in SM while still having no idea how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't.
It's
They try. They have no abilities.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. That's the only thing that makes me hesitant about a Mark solo project.
Right.
Is that it would still be rap-based.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I think, give me Haechan, give me Tail, give me, I don't know. I think Ten recently announced he's coming out with something. Even that gives me more hope than just pure rap.
Right.
Yeah.
Am I lying that Ten said he was having a solo
No,
comeback?
He definitely, they definitely said that. I read an article about it.
Yeah. I did too. And I'm like, I was looking for the article and I'm like, did I just
lie
on the
lying about
internet?
That? I'm lying to myself right now.
Am I the one putting out the misinformation?
I was like, if you had the fever dream of that, I definitely also had the fever dream of seeing that announcement.
And unless our fever dreams are starting to overlap.
Right.
Alright, so number two.
Second worst song of all time.
Second worst.
Takes the award
second
for
worst,
most
second...
racist song we could think about.
Yeah, really. The most
I don't think,
problematic.
Caveat. Most racist K-pop song I can think about.
That we know about.
More racist songs.
That we know about.
That we know about. But I can think of infinitely more racist general songs
Oh, probably,
about.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Woo!
boy.
So at number two, we have Tiara's Yeah Yeah Yeah. All right, so not take the racism out of it, but like pause the racism talk for 1 second. Mm-hmm. One, why are they just yelling?
Yeah.
They're not singing.
Nope.
They're just yelling. One, I think we've learned that we don't like being yelled at in K-pop songs.
We don't. If you're just yelling at us the whole song, you're not singing a song. Like, it's sorry, not a song.
Two, why did we have to make it racial? Why did we have to use
truly
a Native American war cry?
There's no need for the song to be the way it is.
Of the song.
There's no need for
not a good look for Tiara. Just
no.
Not.
And, like, it's one of those interesting ones, because there have been other K-pop songs. I specifically bring up, like, Boombaya by Blackpink, that has been accused of using it. And, like, there's, like, a question there.
Right.
I will not weigh in on that question.
I think I know what you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, wait, what?
I will
what?
Not weigh in
like,
on that question.
They changed choreography.
I've heard the question asked.
Too. Yeah.
They changed choreography because of it, because also it makes the question a little more blatant. At least that someone was ignorant. This song, there is no question. Look at it. And if you have a question about it, look at the music video and tell me you still have a question about it. This is more racist than Peter Pan.
It's bad. And Peter Pan is already
And Peter
bad.
Pan's real bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, Peter Pan, at
Peter
least.
Peter Pan is
And
real
Peter
bad.
Pan came out how many years before this song?
Exactly.
Well, the story is written from, like, what, the late 1800s, early 1900s?
Exactly.
So, like,
again,
yeah.
Again, I'm, but, like, this is from 2010?
Oh, yeah.
This is not from the late 1800s. This is barely, it's not even 20 years old yet.
Right.
It's insane.
It's bad. Real bad.
Like, if this song had not, take out that aspect of it, if it was just them yelling at me, was on this list, because it's the worst Tiara song.
Mm-hmm.
But then you add the added thing of it being just so indefensible.
Right.
And, like, I don't mean indefensible in the way that I think that they are racist.
Right.
That's a line I will not, like, I'm like,
yeah, that's like, I don't know, I can't speak on the members of
Tiara
I cannot
for
speak
that.
On it.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm gonna go
get
with,
us confused
I wouldn't
in saying
be
that the members of
this
Tiara
way.
Are racist.
Let's put it this
but
way. I would not be surprised if the members of Tiara very ignorant to anything about Native
oh, yes.
American
no,
culture
no, no,
in the States. Would
yes,
not be surprising.
Yes.
Again, I think Korea in the year 2010, 2009, when this was made, would I say that they are super well educated on the plight of Native Americans? No!
No.
I'm gonna say
I'm gonna say no.
Probably.
But,
I'm gonna
yeah,
be honest. I'm gonna say they mostly still are.
Yeah.
And I'm saying mostly they still are. But at the same time, no one has tried to make that a K-pop girl group fun, campy concept.
True.
Maybe if we're not educated on
maybe,
things, we shouldn't
yeah, maybe
make
we
them,
shouldn't be doing
the
it
concept
if we don't know
of
anything
song.
About it. Yeah.
Just a thought.
Just a thought,
just
you
a
know?
Thought. Just putting out ideas here.
It's just maybe it's a topic of discussion for, you know, for later.
For the people.
For the current day, even.
For the current day,
yeah.
People. But, yeah, so that's that. Number one. Something even worse.
I don't know.
Even worse.
It's awful. It's truly the awful.
It's
everything
truly
about it is
the
awful.
Worst K-pop song.
Yes.
And honestly, with recent events,
with one of the worst people,
no one will disagree.
I don't think. At least,
no. I don't think anybody will argue with me.
No. I feel pretty confident about this one. So our number one worst K-pop song of all time.
Here we go.
Is the wonderful song Gang by Rain. Yeah. Just to watch the item rains swag from the woo. They call it Wang and Gang Bed and Papa Jin and Ju. Shimbai Gun Kwang Mango schedule all day. The manager John Magin and Jo Young and Lady on the woo. She won your deal, Mundaga Injun and Memo Megash. Hanaja Manaji and Chimisunga and Shimmy Chamuda Wagash.
I don't think anyone will
shocking.
Really disagree much.
No.
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 The man made a song that was made fun of. At the time the song that it was came
so
out.
Bad it became a meme. Like, and that's what
the song that was so bad that it became a meme, and then eventually Higher Music made a remix to it that better, that, albeit they that, didn't like, change the revived his
career.
Much.
No. Other people revived his own career for him.
And like, I want to point out that like, sure, the song gets covered, but like, people don't want to. Remember that, like, they, like, people, it's always the song that's, like, reluctantly here.
No, because people know it's a bad song, like, it's a joke of a song. It's written by a man who we shouldn't continually be asking to judge survival shows, given his failure to produce multiple K-pop groups in the past.
The man is a failure with continuing his own career. You think he's gonna help with the careers of others?
And I'm like, this is the least trustworthy person I would go to for advice for anything relating to being a K-pop idol. Like, why do we keep continually going back to him? Like, he has nothing useful to say. We've seen his failure. Like, we've seen more of his failures than we have anything else. Like, what are we doing?
The man has yet to produce any other successful person other than himself. And you can't even attribute his own success to himself.
No.
Because before this, he was under JYP Entertainment when he got famous. Mm-hmm. It's not that he's, like, a self-made man.
No, not at all.
No. Did it take him 18 times to get into audition to get into JYP? Allegedly, it did.
And then at the same time, he then proceeds to just ruin the careers of others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awful.
I don't want to talk about him anymore.
He sucks. We talked about him so much this year, too, and him and his awful music and his awful failure at making boy groups and managing any K-pop group he's ever tried to make. Like, I can't... Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're gonna manage K-pop groups, maybe it comes, like, I wonder what he's doing. Like, is he trying to take control over it all, or is he getting just shitty people to manage them?
I mean, at the very least, he's incompetent enough to only hire terrible people. At some point, he has to, at some point, being the boss of this company, or at the very least the CEO, it all does come back to him, either in that he is terrible at doing
it. Yeah, he needs to get better people that know how to manage groups well.
Or getting terrible people to do it. A terrible in every way.
He's awful in so many ways.
Speaking of terrible things, here's some terrible statistics.
Well, yeah, all right, it's time into for the stats. Statistics.
So I decided I would just go through and just make statistics about our own opinions, which was terrible.
Right.
Bad ideas, but it's fine. So I did the gender breakdown. So we are at 60 men and 90 women. That is a 60-40 split.
Pretty good.
Honestly not closer bad. Than I thought.
I appreciate split. That it's pretty close to even.
Yeah.
It's close to even.
Not a bad split for us, too. Like...
I then went in, and it turns into a... we have 50 boy groups, 80 girl groups, 16 soloists, and 4 bands. Mm-hmm. So the bands being all men does... make the gen and most of the soloists also kind of being men does change it a little bit, because then it makes it 53% girl groups, 33% boy groups, 10% soloists, and 2.7% bands.
Okay.
Which, you know, does sort of skew men, mainly just because all the bands are men.
Right, but I mean, that feels like it makes sense, at least.
And then I did company breakdown. These are just the top 10 companies that we've had on this. So SM had 28 entries.
Tragic.
JYP had 19, YG had 16, MBK had 9. MBK is who has Tiara, so that's also partially where that all comes from.
Right.
Starship had 8, Cube had 7, MLD had 5, and DSP had 4.
Mm-hmm.
A choice.
Choice all around.
Choice. And then here's the concept breakdown. This is the fun one. I fully subjectively decided to just figure out all the concepts for all the songs we had.
Mm-hmm.
And Girl Crush came out on top with 22 Girl Crush songs.
Uh-huh.
So we all it seems like we either just don't like Girl Crush that much, or we don't like a particular type of Girl Crush.
We don't like a particular kind of Girl Crush. Yeah. Because a lot of the bullshit
The electronic bullshit is all there, yeah.
Electronic bullshit went into our top two categories, which was Girl Crush and then just Badass.
Uh-huh. There's the electronic bullshit for you.
There's the electronic bullshit categories. Then we went with Q with 18.
Yeah.
Cool with 18. cool is where I just put concepts where, like, it's real vague.
Uh-huh. Real vague concept.
Then we went with quirky, another thing we don't love. Mm-hmm. Pure hip-hop, which, also questionable. And
I
then
mean,
sexy.
I love hip-hop. I think it's more so when K-pop does hip-hop.
When K-pop does hip-hop.
Yeah, that's where it gets, yeah.
And then sexy.
Yep.
And then there's more on here that I don't want to go through, but that, and then I also just made bands their own category of
that
song.
That feels like it's correct.
It's hard, man. I don't know where to put bands. So then I went with most recurring groups.
Mm-hmm. Oh, poor
FX. So the most recurring groups were Tiara with 5, FX with 5, and then G-Dragon with 5. In that, I counted G-Dragon's, like, we have A-Boy, which is his solo song, mm-hmm. Coup d'etat, which is another solo song, Hi Hi, which is him and Top, Dirty Vibe, which is him, CL, and Skrillex, and then La La La, which is a Big Bang song. So he himself is on this list 5 times.
Yep. G-Dragon
the man.
So
he's the third most, G-Dragon the man, the third, on par with FX and Tiara.
Oh, God.
And then the most recurring individual person is Amber.
Yeah.
Because Amber has 5 FX songs and also one of
and
her own solo songs. So that's a total of 6.
Yeah. I mean, is it shocking? Not really.
No, this is exactly what I expected. Yeah. And then the most recurring groups is just any group that was on this list more than once. So FX, G-Dragon, and Tiara were on here 5. NCT and WJSN. I counted WJSN as a whole, including all their subunits.
Yeah, WJSN as the real group, not on here once, but WJSN here with Mickey Mouse and the 2 subunits, and then, like, the weird Monsta
with,
X subunit.
Yeah.
Like,
that's how they got on here 4 times. An actual WJSN comeback never made it on this list.
Yeah.
And then NCT as a collective.
Yes.
So we had U, 127, all of that, all collectively
that
here. We had a bunch of people that were on here 3 times and a bunch of people on here 2. I think NCT gonna make it onto that 5 list real soon.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. NCT, I feel like within the year, it's bound to happen.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, that's our statistics.
Yeah. Hooray. Very fun.
Hooray. Nothing super surprising, but, like, an interesting thing to see laid out like this.
Yeah. Very All fun. Right. Very fun statistics.
Yes. I spent way too much time doing this.
It's fine.
But it was fine.
I think it's a fun little thing to look at. And if no one else enjoys it, I enjoy them. I think they're fun.
I had a good time.
Yeah.
I had a good time. This is
they're
great.
Fun.
I love this.
So that was our worst list.
Hooray. Worst
Woo!
Songs of all time.
We
what
did
a,
it, guys.
What an exciting way to start off the year.
With shit.
I mean, it's a good time all around. It was a weird... K-pop's a weird genre.
Weird little time, but you know what?
Weird little time we had.
It's fine. It's the way it is sometimes.
Yeah.
We can't all be good, so...
No. Dear God, it can't.
Mm-hmm. So that has been Worst Songs of All Time. We are available on all podcasting platforms like Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We also have a YouTube channel where we put all of our episodes along with fun clip videos occasionally. We do it to it being the start of the year. We definitely have way more clip videos than we normally have throughout the rest of the year, so enjoy those for now, because it's definitely not going to be like that the rest of the
year. It's going to peter off real soon.
Yes. But with that, we will see you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.